I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Riley grew up in a musical household in the Lower Ninth Ward. He taught himself the drums at age three by watching his grandfather, the legendary Frank Lasty, play in church. Herlin went on to play with renowned pianist Ahmad Jamal and later Wynton Marsalis. We spoke with Herlin Riley at his drum kit, where he told us how it was growing up surrounded by music.
My uncles, the Lasty Brothers Combo, and they would rehearse in my grandmother's house. I was a baby. They would actually wheel my crib into the room where they were rehearsing. And
yeah, we wheeled a crib in for you here today, just in case you get a little tired.
I can use a crib. I can use a crib and a pillow. Make sure you have a pillow and a nice warm blanket. But anyway, they would roll my crib into the room, and that would be the music would be my pacifier. It would kind of keep me quiet.
I want to tell you about Oop-a-doop-a-doop.
The visitors to your house included Professor Longhair, Fats Domino, Dr. John.
Well, they had an association with my uncles. My Uncle David is playing on Dr. John's Gumbo Yaya. Professor Longhair was close with my uncle Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill,
of Oop-a-doop-a-doop fame.
Oop-a-doop-a-doop is my grandmother's brother. He and Fess, they were tight. And Fess, I remember my grandmother had a piano where Fess would come and play the piano and would be showing my uncle some new tune or something. And he would actually kick the piano with his right foot, right where the bunion is. And you could see the indentations in the soundboard at the bottom. Where
Professor Longhair footprint.
His footprint would really kick, yeah.
I hope the music was worth it and your grandma didn't get too upset.
She loved it. She loved it. She loved it.
If you're in love with a woman, she don't understand. Boys, don't get angry, just send her to some other man. Then go walking, then go walking. Yes, go walking, yes, go walking. Boys, yes, go walking. Walk your blues away.
I could always play the drums because I could play the drums when I was 3 or 4 years old. I don't remember, but I could not play the drums.
Really?
I learned to play in church, you know, and that's when I got to actually play. It was a Guiding Star Spiritual Church, and it was in the Lower Ninth Ward, and my grandfather was very active in the church. And and so he played the drums, no hi-hat, cymbals, and a bass drum. And he would play something that would be like this. I mean, he would stay there. That's where he wanted me to stay all the time. If I played that kind of, and my grandfather kept a strong eye on me.
Yeah.
He would always, you know, I'd be playing, and you know, every now and then I'd slide into like a James Brown beat or something. And he'd say, "Oh no, that would never work here. Play the groove, play it straight."
What was going on in the church, though? I mean, it's a spiritual church. Did people, catch the spirit? And,
people caught the spirit in church.
In a big way with percussion, I think. That's usually pretty powerful.
Yes. It was. I haven't experienced that since I was a child, to see people really catch the Holy Spirit and to see people actually shout and pass out, and where you put smelling sauce in front of their noses to kind of wake them up. You know, they would come out, and then, you know, a couple of them say, well, it felt like they were in a boxing match or something. They felt so exhausted and so tired, and so when they come out of it. And now I understand it, you know, And a lot of it has to do with the rhythm. And I've learned that also, that these kind of phenomena happen also in Africa, you know, whereby people are playing these repetition and this rhythm all the time, you know, and people kind of get the spirit in you. And that was part of what was happening in the church. You know, they'd play these songs and get into this, fall into this groove and this sanctified beat. And so it taught me about the power of rhythm and the power of repetition and power of playing a groove, a strong, strong groove. It taught me about the power and how it can move people to another sphere.
Oh, yeah. Let's
American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.